This week's selection from Likutei Seichos is about the idea that a Jew always will find the miracle. Here we go. Zois tiyeh Torah Mitzorah. This is the law regarding a Mitzorah. Again, this is going to take in from Chelik Aleph in Likutei Seichos. B'parshas HaShavua Don HaTorah B'nigei Tzaras Hashem Ofiim B'batim, as they appear in houses, B'godim on person's clothing, B'guf on the body of a human being, B'glal Avon Lashon Hara, as a result of the fact the person spoke Lashon Hara. Harabam Kaisev Shanagoyim Halalu, these afflictions, Hay Altavim, they're beyond the rules of nature. They're not natural explanation, Lachlutin, totally beyond anything in the natural world. Os Upela Haya, Bishbi Israel Kadei, Lihisharim Miloshan Har. It's something that is a sign, and it's a wonder to warn us about the evils of Lashon Hara. Hamaka Haisabob Draga. It comes in stages. Betachil, originally, the first step is Haya. Mishnah's kiyus bat beso, the walls of a person's house change. Im omed berisho, if a person persists in their evil ways, speaking lashon hara, atchehudat zabais, to take down the dismantle his house. Mishdanim kli haor shibe beso. So then his kalim become affected. Ve'achri ha'kalim hayanega bo al begodim. Then goes on to his clothing. Shahadoivi lashon hara, the one speaking lashon hara. Ve'sof, in the end, again step by step. Ach shekol hazharos halalu lo ha'ilu. All these warnings didn't get the message through. Haya mofia hanega beor besaro mamash. It touches, it appears, the person himself. Via muvda mafursum levado. He has to by himself. Ajlis aseg be sichas arishoyim. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Rebbe says that derech shabo boy hanegoim al adam, the way that the afflictions come to a person, have you osle de hakara she'en ela tofaos tivios. She goes, it's not like a routine phenomenon over here. Who noichach le'alil, he clearly has to recognize shezu itos mishamayim. This is a sign, a signal from shemayim. Bashkoch and pratis yishar, with a straight, you know, like a report card, a direct feedback as to how you're doing. A specific hashkoch on this person. Pekvanim yuchedes mehashem hazira minachet, to warn the person, say, look, you're not doing the right thing. I'm sending you a direct message. Afal pichin, nevertheless, mish lo rotzel ha'mim. The person doesn't want to believe this coming directly from Hashem. Hayachali toni could say shezed derech hateva. He could give like a natural explanation of this type of phenomenon. Shekain, b'soifishal David, in the lohaya zenes goli. This really isn't a miracle. Shadr legamri es marochos hateva. Literally overcomes the lesson in the Rishonim. You find this idea that like it's a pirate. It overcomes the constellations, I mean the laws of nature. Ad shahakol noisim. Everyone's left with a gaping, wide open mouth. Topaz and the goyim hilbasha bechol zois belavush shel machala vahosira efsharus lis. Actually, a person can become stubborn, liton, and claim she'ain kan gorim altavi. There's nothing here that's happening that's supernatural. I could explain everything that happened through some form of logic, scientific, natural explanation for every single event that's happened to my house, to my kalim, to my clothing, to myself. Kan boli de bitui hevdel bein hashkafas oilam yehudis lezeh nochris. This shows a fundamental distinction between the way the Jewish people view the world and a foreign way of looking at the world. Bnei Yisrael nikraim ma'aminim bnei ma'aminim. They were believers, the sons of believers. And whenever the appellation bnei is used, it means that's the essence of who we are. Piazetzin Rebbe writes that that's why we call somebody a ben Torah, right? A son of the Torah doesn't mean my father, mother was the Torah. It means that the essence of who I am is a ben Torah, a ben olam haba. Doesn't mean my parents were that. It means that's who I am in essence. So when the Torah calls the Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara says, we're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, it means who we are. In essence, we have emunah. Kasher Yehudin iskel betofas negoyim. When a person encounters negoyim, ein lo safek, he has no doubt. Ein hu roe b'zeh miyad es yad Hashem. He sees clearly this is all coming from Hashem. Lo rak tovas and police, not in these wondrous things, va'al tivios, in things that are beyond the laws of nature, the transcendentals of nature, can negate tsaras. Like when you have tsaras, it clearly is not something that's natural. Zos be'ene Yehudi, kiyad Hashem, he sees this from Hashem. Elegam kol ma shekor ba'olam, every single thing that happens throughout the world, his daily occurrences. Gam in yonei ateva, even his routine of things that happen in his life. Yehudi ma'aminim bli yishah kol misnahil b'lamala. Everything is being controlled by Hashem. It's directly b'hashkocha protos, with direct divine intervention. Everything is happening. Kach ro Yehudi es metzius. That's the way a Jew views reality. That even the things that are happening on a frequently, over and over again, that's also with a direct hashkocha. Shoni he had tefisa nochris. There, how different is the non-Jewish way of looking at it? Dogabol would advocate afilu misha makir metzias habore. Even a person who would recognize, yeah, there is an existence of God. That's a thing. I believe in that. Mechapish b'chol dover es ahezbar tivi. Right? You know, he always wants to find the logic way of explaining things away to downplay the miracle. He sees and he recognizes, he believes, yes, this is a miracle. He'll still try to put it into a logical framework, just to give a rational explanation behind why this is happening. Yehudi ma'amin, a Yid believes, just like there is a divine message being sent through tzaras, kachish b'chol davar matara miyuchedes mehashem. Everything Hashem, He's constantly talking to us. He's constantly sending us messages if our ear lids were open to hear them. Yes, I can hear more than this. Humamin shagam bedavar shenira ra tomun toiv netzo. And really, more than this, even the things that appear to us as to be evil, we believe that contained underneath that surface layer is really something that's good. Shekein im hakol bo me yasher. Everything's coming from Hashem, who's by definition only good. Lo yitochin shivo mimenu hara. So there's no evil that comes from Hashem. Shaharei hu tachlis atov. Hashem is the epitome of all goodness. V'afta verzeh mizbad negates us. And even this idea that there's good hidden in the things that seem to be painful and harmful and unpleasant and suffering. So he quotes the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Yud Zayin. The Rashi quotes also, she'achas hasibos l'nogei batim. One of the reasons, he mishum shakananim hit minu b'hem es oitzu sehim kodim shisuklu al yidei b'nei Yisrael. So the non-Jews would hide the treasures in the walls of their houses when they were living in Eretz Yisrael before the Jews came in. Harei she'davka ayde hadava shenir ra, specifically the thing that looks to be bad, she'ilitz es ha'odam l'haros es beis, he's forced now to destroy his home. Nizgala toiv nifla, an amazing goodness becomes revealed in that place. Nizgala ha'oitzos ha'gadol, the great treasures are revealed in that place. If you would stop for a second, I would say, come on, what do I have to destroy this for? This is so unpleasant, I have to schlep, take all my things out. So, it's such a, who needs this? And you see, no, we do need this. Really, underneath all that is the tremendous good that Hashem wanted to give to us. And the only way we could have gotten it was through the thing that appeared to be evil. Zeh ha'amuna ha'yehudis, that's a Yiddish Emuna. Shebizchuson is Galu will be redeemed in this. Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. That's what we redeemed originally from Mitzrayim. Vizchuso netzar. We're going to march l'geula hamitis with the true final redemption. Hashleima aide Mashiach tikenu bimheira biyameinu. Okay. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. A week in which we incorporate the message of the Mitzrayim, in which we realize that everything in our lives is happening directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.